Now we are told here, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all that believe, for there is no difference. I used to think that the grace of God came down on mankind like the organ pipes. In the old-fashioned church that I began preaching in, we had a big old organ in the back of the pulpit, and there were little bitty pipes. They didn't go very high, and then there were great ones that went to the ceiling almost. And I thought the grace of God just came down to meet bad sinners all the way, but if you wasn't so bad, didn't go so far. My friends, it has to go all the way to the bottom to get all of us. All of us are sinners, and it's the righteousness which God provides, which is Christ. And we're complete in Him. We're absolutely saved in Christ. We're completely lost out of Christ, absolutely lost. There's no such thing as middle ground, friends. There's no such thing as trying to come some other way. Either you're in Christ, and that's what it means to be saved, to be in Christ, or you're completely lost out of Christ. Now you'll notice here something that we probably should back up and say just a word concerning it, because we have a great deal to say about righteousness. Now to be righteous means to be fundamentally right with God. And we're made right with God on His terms. And God provides for us that which we cannot provide. That is the righteousness that we need to stand in His presence. You and I cannot be saved by perfection because God has to demand that, and we are unable to provide it. And He can't save us by imperfection because of who He is. He must demand perfection. Therefore, God provides to us what we call righteousness. Now, what is righteousness again? Well, let's begin with some definitions of great men of the past, which I think will be helpful to you. The righteousness of God defined is not the character of God, nor is it the self-righteousness of man as we've seen. And this righteousness comes to us through faith in Christ. But now notice the definition of righteousness. Dr. Cunningham says, under law, God required righteousness from man. Under grace, He gives righteousness to man. The righteousness of God is that righteousness which God's righteousness requires Him to require. That's a deep definition, but it's a good one. The great Dr. Hodge has given us this definition: that righteousness of which God is the author, which is of avail before Him, which meets and secures His approval. And then Dr. Brooks gives this definition: that righteousness which the Father required, the Son became, and the Holy Spirit convinces of, and faith secures. And again, Dr. Moorhead: the sum total of all that God commands, demands, approves, and Himself provides. And it can't be said, I don't believe, any better than the way these men have said it.